Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It's Friday, TGIF, April 5th, 2013. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Jobs numbers Friday, right? I could talk a little bit about the stock market. First, a little announcement in that I upgraded my Audioboo account, so now I can talk not just 3 minutes, but up to a half hour. Don't worry, I'm not going to do that, but I could talk a little bit more at a little bit more relaxed pace. Plus, right now I am not out walking the dog. As a matter of fact, I am home in my home office on the big PC. So that means intro music, outro music, everything, the whole nine yards, right? So this morning, what happened? The jobs report came out. And did you notice that before the jobs report came out, the futures were down pretty big, right? Almost as if information had leaked out, as if Clarence Beeks had showed up with the orange juice futures report. Was that Beeks or was it Billy Ray Valentine? I don't know. Anyways, hey, the market crashed early, right? It was down pretty big, and then lo and behold, it rebounded and trimmed most of the losses. It's like the dips want to be bought, or the dip buyers want to buy the any chance to get in. And you kind of wonder, with so much money in the world being printed, right? The Federal Reserve is printing the $85 billion a month, right? The Bank of Japan announced that they're going to print whatever they're going to print, more billions and money flowing into the system. Plus, you know, there's problems going on in Europe, and you wonder if money is leaving some of those other countries and coming into the U.S. As a safe haven, right, and being invested into stock that pay 3 or 4% dividends. That's my thought anyways, because you can't invest in treasuries, although I think the numbers show today that money is still flowing into treasuries. But, you know, who wants that, whatever, 1-point-something% yield for 10 years? So I'm wondering if folks or investors are just piling into the safer stocks, the dividend payers, the 3% dividend payers, you know, bleach and cereal. And by the way, don't mix bleach and cereal, just saying. But bleach, cereal, you know, Disney, J&J, you know, some of the stocks that aren't going away. McDonald's seems to be has caught a bid too, right? So companies that aren't going away continue to do business in good times or bad. That's my thought. That's what I'm thinking. Just thinking out loud. By the way, I do want to add that I am still in cash. I am just being patient. You know, I sold stocks back in February, expecting a pullback, you know, a 5 or 10% pullback. Got a 3% pullback, and then it was kind of off to the races again, right? Even though we're just still a few percent higher, not a lot higher, so I don't really feel like I'm missing it. Although, emotionally, I feel like I'm missing it because the market has made new all-time highs. So my thought is I'm still just being patient, but now instead of expecting a winter correction, obviously winter's over, right? I'm expecting that there's going to be a sell in May, and it may even happen in April, a little early this year. That's what I'm thinking. I think it's a perfect setup. So I'm probably going to be a little bit more patient with going back all in. But saying that, I am an impatient kind of guy. I'm a gambler, right? I go to Reno. I go to Las Vegas quite a bit. And at some point, I might try to play something. I don't know. I'm not doing anything yet. I haven't done anything since February. But so that's pretty good, right? 2 months. Almost 2 months, anyways, of just sitting on my hands. But I didn't want to say I'm still in cash. So that's the way that works.
I'm looking at CBS, actually it's not CBS anymore, right? Just MarketWatch.com, and they have a headline saying spending cuts are sapping recovery. But you know what? There's a lot of blame on the sequestration. But the numbers today really are from, what, early March, something like that? So is the sequestration really in there? I mean, isn't this more about the 2% hike in the payroll tax? Or the, you know, going up another 2% on your payroll, that happened in 2013. Also, the Obama hiking of marginal tax brackets on the rich, right? So I wonder if that's what's going on. You know, I see a headline here too, and say the Feds won't slow bond buying. And let's see, did somebody say something? That's what economists say. I was wondering, you know, there's a big reversal today after the big drop down. I was wondering, hey, did a Fed head come out and say something about a never-ending supply of Fed money? That's what it seems like, right? Let's see. Reuters has weak job gains hurt economic outlook. American employers hired at the weakest pace in 9 months in March. A sign tax hikes that kicked in early this year as part of Washington's austerity drive could be stealing momentum. Now, are tax hikes austerity? I thought austerity was spending cuts. I mean, come on. I don't know. Anyways. Got one more story I'll save for the end. Let's go down quick here through the news. After hours gainers. Let's see. This is from Seeking Alpha, so you know it must be true. Which matters more, this week's sell-off in the Dow transports, which had the bulls running scared, or today's big late-day comeback? Transport stocks are seen as the leading indicators of economic activity. Are they really leaning or lagging? Leading or lagging? As they go, so goes the rest of the market. To me, it always seems like by the time the transports kicked in, the rally's, you know, well underway. Kind of more of a... That's just me. Maybe somebody else has a different interpretation. Google glasses. I don't get Google glasses. I don't know. Maybe I have to see it to believe it. Literally, right? La-di-da. All right. Well, that's all I have. Hey, I just wanted to celebrate the fact that I extended my hours on Audioboo. Woohoo! Okay, one last story. You know, earlier this year, as in about 2 months ago, I went to Florida and I spent some time in the Everglades. Had an awesome time. Love the alligators. And despite the cartoon depiction, alligators are not really green. They're kind of this black color, basically black, especially when they're out laying in the sun, which is the only time you can really see them. So I don't know why all the football jerseys and cartoons have alligators as green. I'm thinking it's a racist thing. That's what I'm thinking. I know, just a social commentary right there. Anyways, an Ohio family, this is from ABC News, Channel 13, from WLOS, wherever the heck that is. Missing Ohio family found safe in Everglades. An Ohio family that had failed to return from an airboat excursion in the remote Florida Everglades is back on dry land. Scott Schreck said he simply took a wrong turn in the wilderness and couldn't get the airboat turned around. Schreck and his wife and their three boys ended up spending a rainy night in the Everglades, but officials say they're all in good conditions. So, you know, I kayaked in the Everglades on the Turner River. It was just awesome, totally amazing. And there are tons of alligators and wildlife and crazy things. And spending a night out there had to be a little scary. I mean, I guess if you're on a boat, that's one thing. You know, that's the wilderness. It's amazing. It's just, if you ever have a chance to go to the Everglades, I would go and get a kayak, go out there with a group and enjoy it. Make sure you wear bug spray. They have these bugs called no-see-ums, and they're horrible. No-like-ums is what I call them. They're just nasty, and they bite the heck out of you, so make sure you got some bug spray. But other than that, or wear long pants, long sleeves, you know, stuff like that, cover up. It's not worth the bites, right? And they don't itch for like a day, so you don't know. But anyways, it's so serene, so peaceful out there. It's just amazing, the wildlife. So I would recommend going there. I don't recommend getting lost. And I wouldn't even go on an airboat. Don't do the airboat thing. It's kind of noisy, scares away the wildlife. Do the kayak in the water right next to them. And don't hit them with your boat, with your kayak or paddle. But you'll get real close to them, and they just kind of ignore you. So everything's pretty serene out there. And that's what I recommend. Anyways, hey! I hope you're having a great one. See ya. And the music in the background is from Positive Music at MusicAlley.com. This is The One and the Many with The Storm. See ya.
Let's hang our lives on the line. As we climb.